The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Yeah, we need a blessing, all right. How about we just get rid of the damn bankers? Been a pain in humanity's side, oh, for a long, long time. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on the second day of October 2012. And we've got James Corbett with us. Hello, James.
Hello, John. How are you doing today?
Gosh, your connection is so clean. It's like I'm sitting here at the studio table with you right now.
Well, I'm actually in my pajamas, so it's probably a good thing that we're not actually sitting at the same table.
It's a good thing you're not Skyping in with visual then. But do you have your coffee in hand?
Not yet, actually, but I did have some peanut butter on toast, so I think that's good enough.
Okay, all right. We've got Paul Drockton. Appreciate you joining us into the second hour here. We just had Andy Hoffman on. He calls himself Ranting Andy, and he's a pretty smart fellow. We're going to make him inclusive in this Tuesday broadcast, and we're starting to build back up. You can't replace Bob Chapman. That man was a entity all unto himself, but with you on board here on Tuesdays, and people like Gerald Celente joining us, people like Andy Hoffman joining us, folks, this is about the information. We base this around economy on Tuesdays and what's happening around the world. So we're building that back up. That was a favored place. That Tuesday program, ladies and gentlemen, broke all records on the network. So we can't replace Bob, but we can do programming in an attempt to keep you informed. And I think it's kind of cool, really, that we're getting different voices. And it's kind of strange, Paul, because, you know, I was waiting for some disagreement on what we were talking about with Andy Hoffman, but there really is none.
Yeah. It's great to be validated, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, after all these years of being called a right-wing extremist, gosh knows, I've been called everything under the sun. But they better check my track record, because we have been accurate all these years. Telling people what's coming, warning them of the global alliance and the new world order. And, well, when you hear a president say it, well, it's legitimate. I see coming into view a new world order. But when we say it, we're just a bunch of wing nuts. No, actually, the alternative media in this country is starting to take large chunks out of the backsides of our overbloated, overvalued, and lying media in this country. And we hope that you spread the word about this network, because that's what we're here for. We're here to cover all the news that fits, and it's all the news that they are afraid to talk about. You know, last hour, you probably didn't hear it, James, but we were talking about some pretty in-depth stuff, World War III starting, Middle East, fixed prices, all this stuff. We're in a fix, and the way out of this is to dump the bankster gangsters, but we have nobody in this country, in the United States government, that's willing to do it. This ship of state is fastly sinking, and the only thing coming into view is the bottom of the ocean. That's all I see. We'll take the break here. Continue with your calls right after this.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Got a couple calls in queue. I wanted to say something to you, James. I'm in a little disadvantage with you because you've got a skull full of all kinds of information, and I haven't gotten the right drill bit, and I haven't drilled down into your head for all that information. So during the course of the program, if there's anything that you want to bring up that you consider to be important that we should impart that information on our listeners, you just jump right in there.
I absolutely will, right. And I won't be shy about it.
Okay, then. John in Toodly-Doo. John in Toledo, Ohio. Hello, John.
Brian, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Greetings from People's Republic of Toledo.
you're trying to tell me you got a bunch of Chinese running around here now?
It seemed to be buying up plenty of things around here, and there's money seemed to be going around. I'm working, getting things caught up, and I, too, will be participating in helping out RBN.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Carolyn. And this is possibly also a lead-in, but before I get to that, I real quick, you mentioned Bob Chapman. Do you happen to have a update on Ravi Noel?
Actually, the last update I have on him, his South African doctors helped him out quite a bit, stabilized him. He's getting a little bit better, and he's moving back to Mexico, pretty much in the same area he was before down in Baja. So he's healing, and we'll see if he's up to doing radio programming or what he wants to do in the future. But he's not degraded. He has improved.
Okay. Right. Quick comment.
Yes.
One or two calls ago, a gentleman said that the mafia has infiltrated the government. I believe the mafia is gone, and the government is the new mafia, as I heard. So, with that being said, the reason I had called a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if this is, or it's possible that we can use this as a good source, and it is along the monetary lines of the topic which you've been talking about, is opening up, like, say, a gold account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say I'm self-employed. It would probably be easier for someone like me than to get someone in their human resources to, you know, buy gold and silver coin to make a payment to me each and every week. But my question to you is, how could I use that with some of my, say, commercial, well, maybe not so much commercial, but my residential customers, as to how could, I assume they could probably purchase coins through Republic.
Actually, the guy that's the main broker here for Republic Trading Group, Paul Drockton, he's on the air with us right now.
Right. So I thought this might be a good time to bring this up, and it pretty much goes along the same lines. If we're not using the funny money system and or using only a portion of our funny money system to pay our bills locally, I would assume we could probably purchase our gold and silver coins or other through Republic, and then maybe through using their system against them, having a certain portion, maybe 20% or whatever per person, could be transferred to our credit unions. Hopefully everybody has one. And then spend our bills locally that way. And is that possible with you being in Texas and me being in Toledo?
Paul?
I think what you're interested in doing is creating a local currency, right? Am I hearing this right?
No, say my customers would get onto Republic Broadcasting. Let's say I wanted some British sovereigns and and a couple of Canadian silver coins, and as payment for the job that I do for someone. They can get on the website, use their credit card, purchase the coins.
Now, John in Toledo, excuse me for saying this, John, but you're probably one of the most innovative people. If you're performing a service or creating a product for customer base in Toledo, this is a fine way in which to do this, because you don't want to get paid off in the funny money, which is devaluing every single day, and we all know it's getting ready to blow up into universal mindless confetti here. What a thought, Paul. I haven't had anybody suggest that before.
No, I think it's an excellent thought. I mean, basically what you're telling people is, instead of paying me, go to Republic and deposit the money with them, and we'll send you gold coins, which is an excellent idea. We can structure something like that. Now, here's the thought too. When you start talking about retirement plans and things like that, if self-employed, now you need to check this out with your accountant, okay? I can't give tax advice, so I'm going to always preface this. But when you start talking about simple plans, simple IRAs, when you start talking about SEP programs, whenever you get into self-administered plans, the rules are different. And you need to check into, or I need to check into and get back with you on whether or not silver and gold is a legitimate investment for small business owners for their retirement plans.
That could be an added service to your customer base as well, John. You can become the hero of Toledo, Ohio, because 99% of the people in this country, and here's the irony of where all the problems started on planet Earth with the banking system, 99% of the people in this country do not hold gold and silver physical holdings. So you could be the Pied Piper of Toodly-Doo.
All right. Well, okay. Now, with that being said, I like to go into and talk about this, but sometimes I can go overboard. I like to keep my work separate and my politics and my personal life. So my question to you is how can I approach this to people that aren't even familiar, you know, because I deal with all types of people. Mm-hmm. So how can I approach this to someone in a way that it's palatable to the point and that I don't have to go off, you know, to them, I've got the tinfoil hat on.
No, I
understand.
Yeah. You know,
any suggestions there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, John, man. It's your show.
No, that's okay. No, what I was going to simply suggest here that he just call you off air and discuss this because this needs to be hashed out, and I don't know that it's proper format to do it on air. So,
fair
John,
enough.
I'm going to suggest to you, are you ready to round ready right here?
1 second here, sir.
Okay. Just dial this number, 800-691-7898. Mr. Drockton will pick up that call. And I think this maybe we could do a pilot program in other cities that other people are interested in helping themselves out and, more importantly, helping the people out that they come in contact with the communities they live in. I think
I enjoy your show.
Well, I thank you so much, John.
One more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever heard of Gordon Duff?
Yes, from Veterans Today. Yes, I have.
Yeah, he lives real close to me as well. Have you ever had him on your program?
Yes, I have, and I've had off-air conversations with him many hours.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good enough. Thank you very much.
All right.
God bless you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thank you. Steve in Ontario. Hello, Stephen.
Good evening.
Hi.
I've got a 21-part question here.
Uh-oh.
No, just kidding.
Okay.
I could speak to each one of you gentlemen for probably hours on end, but obviously we don't have that time.
You're right.
I've been hearing more and more about this SDR coming back into the picture again, special drawing rights, and that will be the new world currency. Obviously, if they're going to do that, they're going to have to back it with something solid, I think, for most countries to go for it. Now, I've heard that the American dollar could be discounted as much as 20 cents in that particular situation, and that other currencies will obviously be discounted accordingly. If they go that way, how will that affect, let's say they use gold and silver and who knows, maybe oil. Will that increase the price of those things if that's what they use to back an SDR? Or would it actually negatively affect those things, if anyone could answer that?
You're talking about taking things out of the supply chain when you start using them to back. So there has to be a reserve somewhere. So, you know, there's a lot of risk with doing that. Number one is this isn't a global economy like they would have you believe. China is already going it alone, and it looks like Russia is as well. They both have repudiated the petrodollar. So you're not going to get plurality with a system like that. It would have to be just more of a regional system, which means we're talking Europe, the United States, Canada, South America, possibly. And in that kind of system, I mean, the risk they take with taking any commodity and using it as a reserve is that just raises the price of commodities. And when you start talking about oil, I mean, that's probably not a good thing.
Right.
So that's my opinion.
And also, Steve, I think you have that reversed. If there's going to be a devaluation, it won't be 20%. Chances are it'll be 80%.
You think it'd be that much?
Yeah, because look at all the trash money they have floating around the globe. I mean, between 1 and 1.4 quadrillion. I mean, my God. And even if they devalued it, say, as you say, 20%, then that's a lot of currency they've got to try to back out there. With gold or silver. It's not right. Humanly possible. There's not enough of that metal on the planet in which to back that amount of money that they have floating around the globe. It's just impossible. Hang on, Steve. Hang on. I've got to take this break. Steve in Georgia, Dallas in Canada. Got Canadian callers today. By the way, I want to say thank you to our Canadians. If you wouldn't have insisted on keeping the British pound, we've already would have had our North American Union. Didn't know that, folks, did you? Thank you, Canada. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
All right. We are back. Yeah, Steve, did you know that, by the way, that the Canadian government kind of backed out of the new security and prosperity? That's how they were introducing us to the North American Union. And Canada said, you know, we'll just stay on this kind of pound sterling kind of thing. Thank you, no. Speculation as to what they were going to call the currency, whether it's going to be the Amero or some other name. You know, give it a name. Doesn't matter what you call it. Still funny money.
Well, what I do know is that the Bank of Canada, which is a central bank, which was formed back in 1934, I believe, the Bank of Canada is actually owned by the Queen of England. And the Canada Revenue Agency, which is our IRS, is actually her collection agency. So if you go bad on your taxes, you actually get a letter stating that the Queen will take your home. So, yeah, I can understand that Canada is still very closely interlocked with Britain, but I also at the same time thought that Britain was kind of pushing along this whole North American Union, that this regional world government was kind of coming out of Britain. Am I wrong on that?
Gentlemen?
I guess I said, I don't think you're wrong in looking at it that way, but I think the mistake that we're making here is it's the crown and not the queen.
Right.
That owns your national bank. And the Crown, of course, is the private corporation that operates out of the City of London and 2 miles square. And when the Queen goes to the City of London, the Mayor of London meets her at the gate, and she's forced to take off all of her royal regalia, and she has to actually kneel before the Mayor of the City of London.
Wow. I didn't know that, man. That's wild.
The City of London, since the Napoleonic days, we could jump down that rabbit hole, but that's a whole other program.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, thank you for your call.
I did want to ask James a question real quick, if I could.
Go ahead.
With all the nuclear reactors down in Japan, where are you guys getting your power from? I can't understand how you guys are still keeping industry going, and I'll let you go on that, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Well, there's been a rise in fuel imports, basically oil and gas imports, and that has greatly increased Japan's trade deficit. It was running $3 trillion in, the first half of 2012 because of the rising energy imports. So unfortunately, they're just keeping it going by basically spending their way out of it at this point. But they are starting to look at different methods for generating power independently. So there are some more ideas going out, unfortunately, including some of those wacky ideas like wind turbines and things like that, which I think we all know are just a boondoggle. But at the very least, they are looking at some alternative methods now and getting something else on the table.
Well, heat is energy. With all the friction that's being generated between Japan and China, some enterprising entrepreneur over there how to take
Bottle
advantage
that.
Of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Steve in Georgia. Hello, Steve.
Mr. Stafford, how are you doing?
Good.
Mr. Drockton? Mr. Corbett,
yeah.
How are you doing? Good evening, sir.
Good.
My grandfather was born in 1909, and he went to work in a coal mine when his dad died in a coal mine at 16 years old. And he told me Hoover's days were coming again. He said you'd be lucky to have a spoonful of flour to make gravy. Do any of you see that happening anytime soon?
Oh, brother. Who wants to jump on that one first?
I think the reality is that they're creating artificial scarcity. I mean, they've done that with the GM modified crops. They're doing that with all kinds of other things. I mean, you know, what it boils down to is if you control the food, you control the population.
That's Stalin.
You know, so what are they doing? Well, it depends it depends. I guess, you know what, if you believe that these guys do want to wipe out 80% of mankind, then yeah.
I don't know what their plans are, but I know it's happened before, and I guess it can happen again, right?
Well, yeah, it can. And Steve, do y'all grow wheat down in Georgia by any chance?
Not where I'm at, in the mountains.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, I'm just sitting here just thinking, and there could be a good barter situation in Georgia.
We got a lot of white liquor.
Well, maybe there'll be a moonshine market, but then you'll have the federales all over you again. You know how that worked out before.
They don't bother us up here.
I was in Hazard, Kentucky one night, and I'm sitting outside the hotel, and every once in a while I'd hear an errant gunshot out in the mountains someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to one of the locals, and they said, well, they're just cleaning up vermin on the mountain. I said, well, what kind of vermin? They said, trespassers. And
yeah.
I said, who might that be? They said, anybody they don't want on their property.
Uh-huh.
But at any rate, I was just thinking bartering.
Uh-huh.
You know, if people had better get their minds wrapped around of surviving an economic collapse, and what is the first thing? You can go how many days without food? You can go how many days without water?
Rule of threes.
Yeah. So people better get reacquainted with gardening once again, producing their own food. You have an overabundance of something, you can trade or barter with somebody else. Say if you've got a wagon load of tomatoes. Well, there's somebody that's got honeybees down there in a hive. There's people that got other things that you may need.
You know what we got a lot up here? Is rain. It's been raining. I mean, we're in a bucket. I've never seen so much rain in my life. Everywhere in the country, it's dry.
Well, you stole it. You stole it from Texas. Can you give it back?
I wish I could.
Hey, we've got a break. Thanks for your call, Steve.
Yeah. All right.
We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. James Cormitt and Paul Drockton on the show with me today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C. also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C. through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
James Corbett, the friction between Japan and China made news a couple of weeks ago, and it's all but up and disappeared. Anything changed over there, or they just stopped reporting on it here in the U.S.?
Well, I think there's maybe a bit of both. I think that it's kind of reached a bit of a stasis, and there's not a lot of change that's happening, not a lot of dynamism in the situation at the moment. So I myself have seen it kind of disappear off the radar in the last several days now. Mm-hmm. But I'm keeping my eye on it, and I will certainly let you know if there's any major moves on that front.
All right. Dallas in Canada. Hello, Dallas. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question. I was wondering if you heard about Bitcoin, another good thing that come out of Japan. It's a cryptocurrency, and it's an alternative way to trade, not money, but you can buy Bitcoins, or you can sell Bitcoins, and it's a decentralized currency which runs on a peer-to-peer network.
You know, I just saw something on that the other day, and I did not do any research or background reading on it. James, do you know what he's talking about, Bitcoin?
Yes, indeed. In fact, I interviewed someone about Bitcoin a couple of years ago, and I've kind of kept my eye on it. There are there are definitely good things about this system, and it is theoretically decentralized, and it is a system for an alternate currency which is open source, so no one can really tamper with it in any conceivable way. There's it's pre-programmed how many of these bitcoins will be produced over its lifetime, and so it's it's quite an ingenious system in a lot of ways, but there have been moments of some drama, shall we say, where people have tried to basically break into other people's accounts and things like that. So there's still some issues about it, but it is worth looking into for people out there who haven't heard of it yet. It's just a question like any other currency of trying to get it accepted by more people and more easily usable. So it's one of those things, the more people who use it, the more useful it will be.
You know, rather than dancing all around the dancing all around this issue about money, call me an idiot, call me a romanticist, call me what you will. But I'm looking forward to the day that governments actually think it's a good idea to provide an honest currency to their people. And that would, I think, greatly enhance the ability for countries to trade with each other. Because currency deficits, some lower, some higher, you know, this is one of the reasons was given for the euro dollar. This is going to level the playing field so we can all trade on the same currencies. Well, we see how that's working out for them, and it's not working out too well.
Well, why wait for governments to do something that we can do ourselves? And that's, I think, the idea behind something like Bitcoin, is that it completely bypasses all government regulation of any sort, and that's why I think it's seen as a bit of a threat, and that's why, for example, the Bitcoin founders were asked to speak at a meeting of the CIA's research arm, their development arm, their venture capital arm. The name is escaping me at the moment. The CIA's venture capital investment arm.
And the only thing that came to mind was DARPA.
Yeah, no. Anyway, that's escaping my mind at the moment. But they did have a meeting with them. I think certainly the powers that be are interested in this, because it is a potential for people to work around the system and actually bypass this government fiat funny money, which they try to tell us is the only really valuable paper on the planet. But if there are ways around that, then people can do it themselves. And why should we wait for the answer to come from Washington, D.C., then when people can take it into their own hands.
Dallas, anything else, sir?
I was excited to see Bitcoin. I actually discovered it on, believe it or not, the mainstream media was talking about it. So I started doing some research, and I run my own business, so I'm going to actually put Bitcoin payment on my website and start accepting payment in Bitcoin. And I found out something interesting about it is anybody can create, or they can do what's called coin mining, is where you join a pool of computers which helps run the cryptographic system, and they reward you for offering your computer resources to the system.
Hmm.
So you can create Bitcoin money out of out of your own computer resources.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I hope it picks up steam, and I hope more merchants start using it.
Well,
maybe public can put their own hashtag to accept payment in Bitcoin on your website. It doesn't cost you anything to do.
Well, did you hear the caller, John from Toledo, Ohio?
And that made me think of Bitcoin as well, like it could work, like because it's decentralized and it doesn't have anything to do with the fiat currency. It's private, it's tax-free, just like gold.
All right. Well, Dallas, I appreciate your call. First time that Bitcoin's ever been brought up on the air on this network that I'm aware of. Go ahead, Paul.
I was just going to say that, you know, there's been some, when you look at Bitcoin, it's kind of like Linux, open source software, so to speak. And a lot of the individuals that have gotten into it have been the programmers and individuals that have were involved in the development of Linux. And the weakness of the system, as pointed out, there was a $250,000 Bitcoin hack that took place a couple months ago. There was another one I remember a couple years back. The problem is not necessarily the concept, but we got to remember who actually controls and who actually created the internet. I mean, this is a military application, and governments are always going to have access to information that's transmitted via the internet. I mean, it's just a fact. So I guess what I'm saying is I think your better solution would be to deal with something that you can hold in your hands when we start talking about currencies. And, you know, I'm back to precious metals. But, you know, if you've got individuals that will trade with you with Bitcoin, you know, that's fine. I would be concerned at future hacks.
Well, here's one thing that people usually like to bring up in relation to that, and that's that this is a theoretically anonymous and untraceable. As long as you can sign onto the internet in an untraceable way, then you can do these monetary transactions across borders, and there's no way to really track them, et cetera, et cetera. But again, that rests on that pipe dream of internet anonymity being possible, really. And I think we know that the very backbone architecture of the entire system has been set up by the people who are now watching over it in the NSA and other places like that. So I think we have to be suspicious of that pipe dream of internet anonymity in a lot of different ways, and some of the more utopian visions of this type of Bitcoin. But the way I see it, it's like anything else. I mean, I think we have to have a variety of different methods of payment and things like that. I don't think we can just rely on one particular thing. Gold is a great source of store of value and source of wealth, but you know, when it comes down to trading for pieces of bread, I mean, it's a question of what people will be willing to take in some sort of post-apocalyptic society. So I think we should have a variety of different things. We should have local alternative currencies. We should have gold. We should have bitcoins. Why not divest widely and see what see what transpires in the wake of whatever falls out from this economic collapse.
Well, it's interesting when you use the term post-apocalyptic. Most people, and Hollywood likes to paint this vision in people's heads that post-apocalyptic America is going to be destroyed by nuclear weapons or biological weapons. I don't think that's going to be the case at all. I think what not only we in this country are going to see, as well as the rest of the developed world, is the chaos and the takedown by the world's bankers. And that way you leave all the furniture and stuff, bricks and mortars in place, and, well, you can starve a few people, you can cause chaos and integrate your police states and all the countries. This is what's going to happen if they're going to bring their new world order. We're supposed to be, you know, the end game scenario on this one is we're supposed to all live under an international law of some sort and have international police forces and no nation boundaries, and we're all going to live in this fuzzy new world order. Well, I don't know.
John, I just think that when we start thinking in terms of alternate currencies, you know, the reality is that barter of commodities is what's going to take place at the local level. And when we start talking about internet currencies, I mean, we've seen them come and go. E-gold is a classic example of that. E-gold, I don't know if you remember it or not, was put together by a guy who said, you know, I'll go ahead and I'll hold so much gold on deposit for every dollar or e-gold dollar that's in circulation. And there were a lot of websites that were taking it and things like that. Well, what happened is the guy died intestate without a will. And as a result, his gold, which was really the gold that was back in the currency, ended up in probate. And the government ended up taking away most of it, so it had a gross discount. And the people that invested
where have I heard that before? Von Nottinghaus, same thing.
Yeah, but if you take a look at Bitcoin, the problem is you're registering each and one of these with a central entity. That's what makes the system work. And so that registration list is what was hacked, and that's how someone got away with 250,000 of these things. Hmm. So the problem, I guess, what I keep coming back to is I don't see the internet as a solution to solving our trade problems. I think it's good for international trade. I think it's good if you want to buy something out, you know, that's outside of your local area. But when we get down to fraud and we get down to people being able to easily replicate a currency, you got to come back to precious metals. You got to come back to food. You got to come back to things that are real. You know what I mean?
And I that thought was just running through my head. you know, what on the internet? You know, I still can't figure out why Google is still trading at $650 a share. Still can't figure it out. Like, you know, it's a bunch of little computer servers, and yeah, it's, you know, what is that? You know, but I'm with you, Paul. I like the physical in the hand. If I perform a physical labor, I want something of value back in my hand. I want food. I want gold and silver. I want real things. I don't like this ethereal somebody's idea of something. Well, here's an idea worth considering, and this has happened right out in Utah, Paul Drockton. 13 states now considering gold and silver as money when the governor of Utah signed a bill that made gold bullion and silver bullion legal tender in the state last March. He didn't have any idea the groundswell he was going to start. The Utah Sound Money Act outright flies in the face of fiat money system, which is printed in money used today, backed by nothing but the promise of the politicians. It's not practical for people to carry around gold and silver bullion coins, so the Utah Gold and Silver Depository was created. People can deposit their gold bullion and silver bullion coins there and receive a debit card to make the transactions with, just like depositing money at a bank. The prices of gold bullion and silver bullion are based on the closing prices of both precious metals in U.S. dollars in London on each business day, creating the exchange rate used on the debit card. Missouri and South Carolina in 2012 are the closest to enacting very similar legislation and creating a gold and silver bullion depository, just like Utah. Other states considering the legislation to make gold bullion and silver bullion legal tender are Montana, Colorado, Idaho, Indiana, New Hampshire, Georgia, Washington, Minnesota, Tennessee, and Virginia. Maybe this is an idea that's time has come.
Well, in Utah, you can pay your taxes in gold and silver right now. You can go and pay whatever you business you conduct with the Utah state government or with local governments, you can conduct with silver and gold. And in addition to that, if you go to their website, sales tax can be calculated off of gold and silver transactions as well, which allows merchants in Utah to accept gold and silver as legal tender.
What a wonderful idea. Now, can we get to the point where we make something like this work and we take a look at the Federal Reserve notes and going, why do we need this paper?
Yeah, I think we're there. I think when you take a look at what it boils down to is how far apart are the people conducting the transaction. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what it really boils down to is right now we take a lot for granted in being able to conduct business around the world. Well, with all the disruption that's taken place, globalism doesn't work. It's falling apart. So we're going to get back to local economies, which means we're going to get back to local currencies.
One can only hope. I just cannot. James, I'm still. Where are the people in this country that we're allowing the greatest heist that has ever been witnessed by mankind, not putting the pressure on Congress and the Senate? Are we that dumb as a collective people in this country that we're not putting pressure on these Congress critters to say, yeah, it's a great idea to audit the Fed, and it's a great idea once we find out how we've been flim-flammed to dump them?
I see what you're saying, but perhaps people have moved on from the idea that there's going to be accountability at the congressional level because of how long this has been going on and how long people have been trying to write letters to their congressmen or whatever the supposed outlet for frustration is supposed to be, the officially approved channels. And I think people are just fed up with that to a large extent. You can only take people not listening to you for so long before you stop complaining to them and start looking for other solutions. And in my work, it always comes down to what people can do in their own hands without having to go to Washington and ask their congressman to do something for them. It's always about creating the alternatives for yourself, because when and if this system collapses, it's those communities that are going to survive, not whatever your congressman can do for you. So I think people have to stop relying on that idea that government is going to make things better.
Well, and I don't know what the government has ever touched that made anything better.
Exactly right. I can't think of an answer to a question. I can't think of a question the answer to which is more government.
They refuse to do any budgetary cuts. They refuse to end these endless wars in the Middle East. They refuse. And what did we just do in Congress? Well, we had to vote ourselves more money so we can stay in business for another 6 months. Why? So you can screw things up for another 6 months? And all things being equal, if we were in the constitutional realm in this country, government would have a very limited role. The government wouldn't be lording over the states and controlling them. You know, it's time for these sovereign states, these separate entities, to stand up and stake their ground once again and to shove this evil genie back in a bottle from whence it came. It's done nothing but usurped more and more and more power. I mean, it's time that we go back to those constitutional roots and limit the amount of damage that these people in the District of Criminals can actually do to us. I mean, there's...
To be honest, I think it's time for sovereign humanity to stand up against all of these statisms of various sorts that are seeking to control people and tell people what to do. I think we don't need it. We as human beings can come together on this.
All right, in 10 minutes, the world revolution starts. Hold on, folks. We'll take the break. Short segment coming up. Paul Drockton, James Corbett with me this hour. We'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
We are back. A few minutes left in the program. Paul, anything specials for RTG or...
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, there's some, I think right now, I gotta say Morgan, silver dollars, are just an awesome value right now. I mean, you're gonna be paying $5 less per point than you're going to get anywhere else. And these are in very good to excellent condition. So Morgans are an awesome value. Peace Dollars are an awesome value. And we still have plenty of both. So,
you mean when money was money, men were men, women were women, and cars were cars? Gosh.
They're beautiful coins, too. I mean, that's the nice thing. They're good to look at, you know?
Well, how did they get a hold of you?
All they need to do is go to the RBN website and click on Republic Trading Group. Call the 1-800 number, and I answer the phone.
800-691-7898, folks. Stock up on the silver while you have the money to do so. You're going to be cashing those in the future. See, we're playing a little game here. You take your FRNs, you cash that in, and I use that term loosely, you cash that in for gold or silver, and then when you need it, you cash it back in. But the thing about it is you get more FRNs back than you initially put into them because the price of silver and gold, folks, it's been going up for how long, Paul?
Well, you know, I did the math on just on last month, over the last 30 days, and silver's gone up over 11% in the last month, and gold's gone up almost 5.6%. So just in the last month.
And I just look at that as an insurance policy itself against inflation. Gold should be trading well over $3,000 an ounce. Everybody that knows gold and silver knows that. Silver right now should be trading a heck of a lot higher than what it is. It's still being suppressed, but it's still gaining in value. So, folks, make the decision. Do what you need to do and do it before it gets out of your reach. Because that is going to be your insurance policy that you don't have to die to enjoy. You can cash it in along the way. Any parting shots there, James? What do you got on the program tonight?
I'm going to be talking to a filmmaker called Josh Del Sol, who is making a film called Take Back Your Power about the smart grid agenda and how people are fighting back against that. So that's going to be an interesting conversation, and we'll have the phone lines open if anyone wants to talk about the smart grid and smart meters and all of this other stuff that's coming to your door.
All part of the UN Agenda 21 thing, rolling very slowly but ever so incessantly inside the United States. I had Michael Hoffman on, I think it was last week, and explaining the Agenda 21. People don't even know. Of course, the media never talks about it, but this is being adopted by the federal government straight through the United Nations for Agenda 21, sustainable development. Keep that term in your head because you're going to see that more and more and more in your face. The whole globalist plan here is to eliminate the ownership of private property. Property is power, folks. Property is survival. You let the government come in and move you off of that property and herd you into cities and stack you, rack you, and pack you, all under the guise of, well, saving humanity from itself, and little birdies need little trees in which to nest. Yeah. All right.
Well, they've been taking more and more, so it's time for us to take some of our power back. So let's explore that.
Well, and I'm all for moving the United Nations over to, say, Israel. and they can enjoy themselves over there. Hey, look, James, fascinating show today. Thank you so much. Paul Drockton, thanks for sticking around for 2 hours with me.
It was a pleasure,
John.
Thank you.
All righty. 800-691-7898. And remember, we're still doing the pledge drive. We're still $13,000 short, actually $12,997. So call us at 800-724-2719. Make a donation or go to the website. There's a donate tab right at the top, republicbroadcasting.org.